Hi, friends, and thanks for tuning in to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us today is Christian Science practitioner and teacher, David Holy. He's from Chicago, Illinois.
Once at a previous job, our company president asked me why we were just sitting waiting. I said there was nothing for my group to do until the work arrived at our station. He then said something I've never forgotten. There's always something you can do. His simple statement changed my approach to work and to life from that moment on. Today it seems like the world is on a forced pause. People are sheltering in place. Many are under government orders to remain at home. People are afraid. Some are bored. It seems like the whole world is waiting. So it might be helpful to consider what it really means to wait. Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer of Christian Science, saw that waiting is not idleness. Waiting is not standing still. She glimpsed the great fact that progress is constant, and therefore no moment is without purpose, including moments spent waiting. She wrote this, "Beholding the infinite tasks of truth, we pause, wait on God. Then we push onward." So what does it mean to wait on God? Does it mean wait for God to do something? Or does it mean wait on God through active listening and alertness? A waiter in a restaurant, a good waiter, is attentive, watchful, alert, thoughtful, anticipating needs. A good waiter has an attitude of graceful readiness. God is not on pause. So waiting on God gives us a constant opportunity to express God-like qualities like patience, love, thoughtfulness. Jesus said, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." Since God is constantly unfolding goodness, we can too. We can impart goodness right where we are. We can impart wisdom, joy, contentment. There's a lot of useful mental activity we can be part of right where we are. Mary Baker Eddy once wrote in a poem, "Life divine that owns each waiting hour." So if we're waiting, these are God's hours already.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.